Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. Stand up for your country. We're glad you're with us. Big night, State of the Union address coming up. Putin running wild in Ukraine. Russia's getting more aggressive. They blew up the Kyiv TV tower. They're attacking and killing civilians. And as I said yesterday, this is very important for you to understand, Putin's never coming back from this. He's done now. He's a villain forever in the world's eyes. So China's not going to help him, not even nutty North Korea or Iran. Nobody's going to help Putin. He's isolated. He's destroying his own country as well as Ukraine. And it is over for Putin. The problem is it was over for Hitler in 1943. And he hung on for 2 years. So Putin will hang on for a while. And it makes him very dangerous, because he's got to know things are not going well in the world for him, because nobody is on his side. Nobody. Now, there are a few countries sitting it out, India, China, that kind of thing, but nobody's helping him. So anyway, the talking points memo this evening is a little Ukraine, but a lot of the State of the Union. And I'm first going to give you the State of the Union for America from the folks in the form of recent polling. So Gallup just out. This is a poll about the direction of America. It is 1,008 adults, Republican 26, Democrat 29, Independent 42. The question, in general, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the way things are going in the United States at this time? Satisfied 21%, dissatisfied 78%, no opinion 1%. That is a colossally bad number for Joe Biden and his administration. I've never seen a number that bad, ever. So he has lost his own party, Biden has in this. And by party, they broke it down. Democrats satisfied 35%. That's it. And those are the loons, the far left loons. Okay. Republicans satisfied 2%. No one. Okay. Independents satisfied 21%. Dissatisfied 79%. As you know, independents decide elections. So, as I said, I have never seen numbers this bad about the State of the Union in my 46 years of doing this. Okay. So Biden is in serious, serious trouble. The second question in the Gallup poll, how would you rate economic conditions in the country today? 21% say excellent or good, 79% fair or poor. And that is it for the midterms right there. So it's not going to be Putin, Ukraine, not even the border. It's going to be economics all the way in November. And a final question, do you think economic conditions in country as a whole are getting better or worse? Getting better, 26, getting worse, 70. So Biden, he's really up against it tonight. I mean, he could have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John write this speech this evening, and they couldn't spin it his way. All right? There's nobody on earth who could spin it his way. The country's state is terrible. And he's the reason. And here's the oversimplification, but it's true. Joe Biden threw in with the far left the minute he took office. And that has crippled the United States of America. That far left progressive insanity has crippled us. And it's enriched Putin. And you all know about the drilling and cutbacks of American fossil fuels and Putin, you know, selling oil to anybody and coal to anybody. And I don't think he's going to say it tonight, but hey, Joe, you can't keep buying Russian oil. You can't keep doing it. 7% of all U.S. oil comes from Russia. Now, you got to stop that. Buy it from OPEC if you have to. We shouldn't have to buy any, of course. Oh, it's so bad. So bad. All right, so you got to figure maybe one or two people in the White House know how bad it is. I mean, these people live in a bubble. They live in a land of denial. Yes, that's true. But when crafting a speech, and I think it'll be a short speech, for Biden. They don't want him to go. The average, I think the average is about an hour. You know, there's applause. Not going to be a lot of applause tonight for Biden. A little, but you're not going to have standing ovations and all of that, I don't think. It would be a cartoon if you do. Pelosi will try. She'll try to rally, but man. So he's going to say that he's leading the world and NATO against Putin. That's going to be the lead in the speech tonight. I haven't seen it, by the way. This is all speculation, but educated speculation. I'm not guessing, and I could be wrong. So you're going to open up with, hey, Putin's awful. This is a war crime, and it is. This is horrible. And I, Joe Biden, am leading the world in NATO. And here's what we're doing. He's going to run them down. Okay? And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. So what Biden has done since Putin has gone into Ukraine, I don't think he screwed up. It's before that he screwed up, allowing and emboldening Putin to make his move. All right, so that's how it's going to open. And then he's going to say, and this is going to, you know, draw my ire and the ire of any fair-minded analyst. He's going to say, the American economy is booming. It's because of me, Joe Biden. So he does this all the time, and he uses April 2020 baseline for his economic analysis, and that's when the country shut down because of COVID, and everybody was out of work. He'll take that employment number there, which is totally artificial, okay, and then he'll add on how many jobs have been have come back or added since then, and he'll come up with historical job, we're the best, nobody's ever done this, but you know it's a ruse. If you watch me, you know it's a ruse. If you watch the networks, you don't know it's a ruse because they'll never tell you the truth. All right, so that's pretty much what he's going to do. And then he'll threaten Putin. He may blame Trump somehow for the economy and Putin, maybe. It would be foolish if he does, but I don't know if they can resist. They're certainly not going to blame Obama for Putin when Obama allowed Putin to take part of Ukraine without any effective sanctions. That was the Crimea 8 years ago. We'll get to that in a little while. And Biden was vice president. See, I don't even going to mention that. I don't think he's going to mention his war on fossil fuels, closing down Keystone Pipeline, slapping regulations every time you turn around. Impeding fracking. He's not going to mention that. I don't even think he's going to mention global warming. I don't think so, because John Kerry got smacked so hard for doing that a couple of days ago. But he may. It would be a huge mistake if he does, because he'll be derided all over the country if Biden brings up global warming now. So I don't think he will. That's the highlights of it. I'll just quickly review. He's the leader of the attack against Putin. The economy is the best it's ever been. He's not going to mention. He has to mention inflation a little bit, but we're going to bring it down. But he's not going to get specific because he doesn't know how to bring it down. If he knew how to bring it down, he would have already done it. He doesn't know. Okay, so let me give you some stats here, and then we're going to get to our guest, who I'm looking forward to talking to tonight. The national average for gas, gallon gas, is $3.62, up 33% in a year, okay? 8% increase over last week, 26% over last month, 90% a gallon over last year. These are staggering. Last year, the average at this time was $2.72 a gallon. Now, again, it's $3.62. All right, oil went through the roof again today, way over $100 a barrel. So, you know, gas at the pump's going up. Easy $4, might go to $5 by 4th of July. Now, this is going to cause a rebellion in this country because people just don't have that money. Most people don't have it, but they got to put gas in their car. Spending for Biden, 13 months, $3.1 trillion government spent. That has ignited inflation. You spend that much money, you print that much money, the dollar is going to be worth less. That's what inflation is. Your dollar declines in value. Okay. And the federal debt has grown $2 trillion since Biden took office. Now, Trump was a massive spender. Okay. But Biden is more massive. You'll never hear those numbers from Biden tonight. Everything is expensive these days. You know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So anyway, that is my analysis of the upcoming State of the Union. So if you go to thefirsttv.com, you can see me tonight after the State of the Union with analysis. Thefirsttv.com. Let's bring in Doug Schoen. He's a friend of mine and an honest Democrat political strategist. He's the author of the book, America, Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy, which needs saving. And he joins us from New York City. All right, so did I make any mistakes setting this thing up?
Bill, I wish I could say as a Democrat that I have a totally different view, but I think you're right on all accounts. I think what Biden should do, and he won't do, is to say this is a moment where we need bipartisanship internationally, domestically, or energy independence, holding the line on spending, reducing the debt and the deficit in a way that would be reminiscent of what we tried and successfully did with Bill Clinton in the mid-90s. But the chance of that happening, I think, is less than zero. And the fact that Joe Biden cannot govern with America first, it's the far left first, to me is tragic, bad for him and bad for America.
If you were writing the speech tonight, Doug, what would you lead with?
The need for democracies, both abroad and our Democrats and Republicans, to pull together in a moment of crisis to stand up for American values, both here and at home, with a new and different set of policies that put American interests and the interests of democratic nations first and foremost, emphasizing, as I said, energy independence, fiscal conservatism, and the greater good, not partisan advantage.
But if he does say, well, I'm going to start drilling again and take the Keystone Pipeline ban off, then he loses the far left, the climate change warriors, correct?
He loses them, but at a time like this, Bill, I think you have to do what's right for the country rather than what's right for Bernie Sanders and AOC. And I would rather try to work with the Republicans and extend an olive branch to Mitch McConnell and his colleagues rather than hopelessly try to placate people whose interests are frankly inimical to those of, I think, the greater good for America.
Do you think Biden is going to address Putin's nuke threat tonight? Because there are a lot of people rattled by that. And just today, Putin gave another order for his nuke people to do something. I don't even know what it is. But people are scared now. Do you think Biden's going to address the nuke thing?
I don't think he will. The Europeans have made it clear they haven't raised their threat assessment. I don't think that the President of the United States needs on TV tonight to do that. I think rather to affirm our role in the world and what we're doing with the Europeans to free Ukraine and to protect NATO is more than enough under the circumstances. I think ratcheting up tensions is contrary to our interests. It's how we ended the Cuban Missile Crisis successfully in 1962 and what circumstances, in my judgment, call for today.
Based on your watching Biden for 13 months, excuse me, do you think he has the capacity to understand what the Gallup poll just showed, that these numbers are the lowest numbers I've ever seen in my lifetime? Do you think he has processed that?
I don't know what he's processed. I don't know what the people around him, most of whom I know and have worked with, can process. But I know this. When I worked for Bill Clinton, he processed the 94 defeat and was able to do a repositioning that brought him political and electoral and governmental success.
Yeah, but much younger man, and that was the midterms. Now we're dealing with, you know, a man who seems to be befuddled.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't figure out what the people like Klain and Rice and even his own wife are telling him. But certainly when a Gallup poll rolls in and says the people of the United States think this is a, your administration is a disaster. Certainly somebody has got a, I don't know whether he sees that or like Trump watched cable news all day, all night. Everything said Trump saw. Now I know Biden doesn't do that. I know that he doesn't see much, but if they're not even going to tell him about a Gallup poll on the day of the State of the Union address that says it's a disaster, then we really don't have a commander in chief anymore.
I don't think they're going to tell him, but even more, they're not going to do what any rational presidential leadership would, Bill, which is to do a mid-course correction.
Yeah,
yes, it's before the midterms, but the handwriting is on the wall. And bottom line, I believe that once we get through this crisis, I believe that he needs to think long and hard about a change in leadership at the top, both of his domestic staff and his foreign policy staff.
All right. But, you know, that would take somebody like Bill Clinton, who was on the case and able to assess what's happening. I don't think Biden can assess. And number two, I don't think he has any solutions to these problems. I mean, he doesn't know what to do about inflation. If, as I said, if he knew what to do, he would have already implemented some stuff. I mean, you're looking at now a catastrophe among working Americans, spending not only more on gasoline, but on food, on clothing, on cars, on every single thing. Do you think, Doc, do you think Biden and the Democratic Party have any solution to that today?
Not only do I not think they have a solution, as you cite the Gallup poll and other polls, the American people themselves don't think the Democrats
have. Because you would have said it already. You would have been out there saying, well, we're doing X, Y, and Z, and this is how we're going to get it under control. It's almost like the border. No matter how many people come across, no matter how many drugs are smuggled in, Biden sits there and goes, well, Kamala Harris is going to assess it, and everybody's going to, what? Do something.
That's an easy one. Finish the building the wall.
Yeah, I know it's easy, but it's not easy for him.
No,
because
I understand.
Obviously he hasn't said a word in 13 months.
I understand. They should be pushing for grand compromises on immigration, Bill, and he's not doing it.
All right. All right, Doug, we really appreciate your point of view. The book again is America, Unite or Die. Well worth your time. Okay, so there is a website called Real Clear, all right, political website, and they average in all the polls around the country. And they have listed a favorability consensus, which I think is fascinating. We'll start with Biden. Okay, so the consensus of all the polls, do you view Joe Biden favorably? 42%, unfavorable 52%. Okay, and that includes Washington Post, Harvard, Harris, Rasmussen Daily, all of that. The next one is Kamala Harris, vice president. Do you see her favorably? 38%, unfavorable, 52%. Donald Trump, favorable, 43%, unfavorable, 52%. So he beats Biden and Harris. Trump does. Nancy Pelosi, favorable, 35%. That is a dismal number. Unfavorable, 56%. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, favorable, 30%, worse than Pelosi. Unfavorable, 45%. And finally, Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell, favorable, 24%. Unfavorable, 58%. They hate him. American people hate him. The turtle. I'm not a fan. You know what he did to Kate's Law. So I'm never going to be a fan of his. All right, Jill Biden, who I believe is the White House whisperer, she basically is in charge of Joe, her husband. She gave a speech yesterday during a celebration of Black History Month at the White House. Go.
She is a partner to Joe, especially on issues like voting rights, and is proud to be the first, but not the last. Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the the Vice President of the I just said that to make you laugh. The Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
Wishful thinking on the part of Mrs. Biden. She can't be having a good time. Likes the power, though. So this may be the tipping point for Joe Biden. Beer prices in America are going to rise because of the Ukraine invasion. So Ukraine produces a lot of barley, which is one of the key ingredients in beer. So there's not going to be any barley coming out of Ukraine. So this price rises for you on the beer. Hey, once you start messing with beer and wine in this country, done. Okay, Disney. Now, you know, and I should define this again, that I am down on the Disney Corporation. Two reasons why. It used to be such a force for good in America. The Walt Disney Corporation really was, when I was growing up, fabulous. Provided entertainment for children, and it was good entertainment. And they did the right thing charitably. And it was really, really a corporation to be admired back then. Now it is a far left operation. The man who ruined it is named Robert Iger, I-G-E-R. He is done there. He's not there anymore. He walked out of there with about $200 or $300 million. Okay? He's probably floating on his yacht somewhere. So now it's a far left corporation. And it's woke, and it's ABC News is infected by things like The View. I mean, I worked for 2 years, some of you know that, as a correspondent for ABC. I worked very closely with Peter Jennings. I used to caddy for Jennings, which means during the afternoon he had to do a news brief on all of the ABC stations. And a lot of the time Peter just didn't want to do it. So I got the call from the bullpen to do it, which thrilled my mother. Anyway, back then ABC News was the best on the planet. And Jennings was a no-nonsense guy. Yes, he was a liberal man, but he did not allow crazy stuff in the hard news arena. He didn't. And either did Koppel on Nightline. But now it's insane over there. On every one of their executives is a left-winger. I don't know anybody working there that's not. George Stephanopoulos is your lead correspondent, ABC News? Really? Okay. So anyway, Disneyland and Disney World are lifetime experiences for children. I took my children to Disney World in Orlando, and they had a blast, okay? But now, working and poor families can't take their children to Disneyland and Disney World because it's too expensive. Because Disney, the woke corporation, is too greedy. So, there was analysis done in Fresno, California by a station, KGPE News. All right. It says it is cheaper for an American family to fly to Paris and go to Disneyland France than it is to go to Disneyland Anaheim. Here are the numbers. So if you go, two people, just two people, staying at the cheapest property near Disneyland, six nights, 5 days of park passes, it costs you $4,600. That's for two. Double it, it's 10 grand for a family of four. Okay? Disneyland Paris, the total is $3,570, including airfare. So you save about a grand flying to Paris and going to Disneyland France than Anaheim. This is just greed. But they're woke. They're so politically correct. Oh, awful. All right, this day in history, March 1st, 2014, I mentioned this topic of broadcast. President Obama called Vladimir Putin. They spoke on the phone for 90 minutes, all right, 8 years ago today. And the conversation was about Russia threatening Crimea in the Ukraine. And so Obama said, hey, if you do it, you're going to get hurt. All right. Well, what happened? Putin did it, just took Crimea away from Ukraine. All right, that was 8 years ago. What happened? A few sanctions, but nothing much. Europe and America still bought Russian oil, which is what they need. Nothing much happening. Putin got booted out of the G8. That's the big economic thing of all the economic powers. He couldn't go to the meetings. You think he cares? No. Tomorrow, we're going to have a rundown on Putin's money, his wealth, personal wealth. Just keep that in mind. Okay, so this day in history, March 1st, 2014, President Obama spoke with Putin, said, hey, you better not invade in Crimea. Putin did anyway, disrespecting Obama. And Joe Biden, of course, is vice president at the time. And now we see what happened. If we had stopped this monster Putin, then this wouldn't be happening now. Okay. I got a good mail segment here. And then a final thought of the day that concerns the Fox News channel. I think you're going to want to hear. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let us get to the mail. Now, if you are a BillO'Reilly.com concierge or premium member, and I hope you consider that, it will enhance your life, especially in tough times. Because we don't just talk about the news, we talk about if you're a concierge member, whatever problems you may be having financially or any other situation, I can help you with them, or at least I'll try. Okay? So that BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge membership is worth checking out. If you become a member, you get access to our message boards where you can post anything you want, unless it's obscene or ridiculous, because we do have editing there. And then you can talk to other members, which is fun. So on the message board, Bradley, who is a concierge member, says, when you back a crazed bear into a corner, he usually gets crazier. With all that's happening to Putin, and he knows that he's done, what's to keep him from going out with a bang, a big bang? So there's no guarantee that Putin won't do something destructive like some nuclear thing, but I think the Russian military would intervene then. So he has to give orders to the military, and I don't think they're going to do that. And I think Putin knows that. Now, he can threaten, but that is a Dr. Strangelove situation here. Could Putin do it? Yeah. He may be insane at this point. Gary, what is Bernie Sanders saying about the Russian invasions? I have not seen any comment from him. We will have a Sanders segment tomorrow. So I don't know how Sanders sees this. I know he'll try to blame America somehow. That's what he does. But he is a communist sympathizer. So remember, I believe Bernie Sanders and his wife honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Do I have that right? If I have it wrong, I'll correct it. But I believe they did. And that's how crazy Bernie Sanders is. Number one, I've been in the Soviet Union, okay? When it was the Soviet Union, you didn't want to go there. There's no reason to do that unless you're commiserating with your fellow communists. So it's like ridiculous. Gary, what is Bernie Sanders saying? I'm sorry, that was Gary. Sorry, Gary. George, has Donald Trump energetically condemned Putin for his barbaric actions regarding Ukraine from his bloviating so far? He seems only to talk about how smart Putin is. Well, I think it was at CPAC that Trump said that Putin's committing crimes against humanity. I think that's pretty strong. Now, I don't blame you, George, for not hearing that because the networks didn't report it. So their report, when Trump says, yeah, Putin's a smart guy, because Putin is a smart guy as far as calibrating what he can get away with. Okay, but are the networks ever going to report fairly on Donald Trump? No. So I don't blame you for not knowing that. Candace Holloway, Bryceville, Florida. Another outstanding no-spin news last night. Kudos to you, Mr. O, and your crew for the best news reporting in the USA. Question, are we still buying oil from Russia? Yeah. But that's got to stop. Even Biden knows that. So I would have stopped it last week. But there are transactions. Now, I don't know if there are any future orders. I mean, we could buy the oil from OPEC. They'll pump it for us. But we shouldn't have to buy any oil, as I've said a million times. Alan Feldhammer, Seattle. All dictators, past and present, come to the same ending. Either the people take care of them or some outside force does. That is true, Alan, but it takes a long time. It takes a long time. So Hitler had 12 years of terror. Mao had, what, 30 years? Stalin, a couple of decades? It takes a while. You don't get rid of these guys easy. Jordan Nels, Alberta, Canada. Hey, Bill, my first time writing. I've been a premium member since the beginning of No Spin News. I really appreciate your incisive take. My question is, Ukraine worthy of sympathy? I've heard the government in Ukraine is corrupt and that human trafficking is rampant. Okay, that's an excellent question you're asking, Jordan. It's not about the government of Ukraine. It's a sovereign nation. So many of the Eastern European countries have human trafficking problems. They have a very powerful organized crime situation. Many of them, of those Eastern European countries. So yes, you are correct. As far as corruption is concerned, there's corruption, yes, in Ukraine. How bad it is, I don't know. But even if it was bad, you can't let Putin do what he's doing. Paul Matuszewski, Wakanda, Illinois. I recently got COVID tested and it came in the mail. I found it amusing and ironic to discover the COVID tests were made in China. We got away, all medical stuff we got to get away from with China. That's another thing. You know, why is the U.S. government still doing this? China is not our friend. Okay? Not our friend, Mr. President. Let's wean us off anything that is crucial. If it's a stupid hat, I don't care. A shirt doesn't matter. Medicine, I care. Scott Demery, Loveland, Colorado, the Regent bumper, the regret bumper sticker gets bigger every day. Funny in the beginning, now the meaning and feeling seems to be setting in, not good. So he's talking about the regret your 2020 vote yet sticker. There it is. I think we sold out tens of thousands of these things. And you're right. In the beginning, it was funny. And now it's not so funny as the country continues to decline. And you can get one of those free if you order Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. Now, we had a very nice write-up today about the book from Cindy Adams in the New York Post. I really appreciate Cindy Adams doing that. Okay, and it lays out, she read the book. It scared her. I told Cindy I was sorry it scared her, but I've got to report the truth. And the truth is, Putin gets all the headlines now, but those jihadists, they're still there. Now, we're taking care of them, and I show you how. And this is all information you have never seen before. Killing the Killers out May 3rd. All right, so if you want to see me in person, I've got a lot to tell you in person that I can't say on TV or radio. I will be in Waukegan, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, on March 31st at the Genesee Theater. And we would love to have you there. It's going to be a very entertaining program, a lot of information, but we have fun on the stage. So we will be there. We have restocked our Stand Up For Your Country mug. So here's an interesting economic thing for you. So I pay a lot of money for these mugs to be made. And I got the bill yesterday and went, whoa. But they're so good and so well made that if you take the time to buy them from us, I want you to get the best product. So I'm willing to pay a high price to have them made. And they're made in America. Okay, we're getting away from the Chinese stuff here. We never used a lot of it anyway. But sometimes we had to get orders quickly, and you could get that stuff quickly. Okay, word of the day, a word I do use in real life, supercilious, S-U-P-E-R-C-I-L-I-O-U-S, supercilious, great word. Do not be that when writing to BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Back with a final thought on the Fox News Channel in a moment. So here's the final thought of the day. I don't talk a lot about Fox News because I worked there for more than 20 years and I had a great experience there until the end. And, you know, it happens in life. And I'm not the type of guy that carries around a grudge like that. Okay. So Fox remains the number one rated cable news network by far. And I believe it's part of it. Most of it is because we set the template for 20 years when we were there. Totally different operation now. Totally different. So one thing that hasn't changed over there is Jennifer Griffin, who is a spectacular Pentagon reporter. And Jennifer got a little upset over the weekend. Go.
And before we get started, I just heard your last guess, and I feel like I need to correct some of the things that Colonel Doug McGregor just said, because, and I'm not sure 10 minutes is enough time to do so, because there were so many distortions in what he just said, and talking about the West and NATO vilifying Putin and sounding like an apologist for Putin, and talking about how Putin, he thinks he knows how far Putin wants to go. I don't think anyone that I've spoken to here at the Pentagon or elsewhere in Western intelligence believes they know how far Putin wants to go.
Well, kudos to Jennifer. Now, why I'm running that clip is not only to show you how gutsy she is, all right, is that it used to be that propagandists would be slapped down hard, and now they're not, not just on Fox, but on every television news program. I mean, I've told you this time and time and time again. I turn on that set. It doesn't matter whether it's the network morning shows, the late night comedians, the cable news across the board, two left, one right. Propaganda is just spit out there, and the people running the shows are just sitting there going like this. Ah. You can't do that. That's a disservice to the American people. You've got to know enough about the subject that you are involved with as an anchor or a host, that if somebody says something that's propagandistic, you challenge. And that is what Jennifer Griffin was doing. She listened to the interview because it's a bunch of garbage. But why was it allowed to go out in the first place? That never happened on the O'Reilly Factor, ever. I mean, just Google me and any name, throw a name in there and you'll see it. I never allowed that. Difference of opinion? Fine. Propaganda? Never. Google O'Reilly Barney Frank. Just watch that. I had to send a message to former Congressman Frank and everybody who supported him when he lied on my program right in your face. And I did. You'd never see that today, ever. Because number one, the hosts and the anchors are too afraid to do that because the corporations don't back them. Boom, you create controversy, you're gone, okay? There are a few who don't fit in there, a few who get strong ratings who say what they want, but a very few. And the second is, you gotta know what you're doing. You got to research. I mean, even on the No Spin News, this broadcast, my people, and they're good, okay? They spend most of the day giving me research, backing up. And if I don't think it's credible, I throw it out. That's gone. Just why are you guys wasting your time watching this stuff? You know, I'm looking out for you. I get letters every day that craziest conspiracy stuff. Well, I heard that. And I'm going, what? It's everywhere. It's cheap and easy. It makes money. And that's the truth. But not Jennifer Griffin. You see her? She will back up what she says with facts. Thanks for watching No Spin News and listening to us on the radio. We'll see you again tomorrow.